You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The Philippine National Rugby League group is going to launch their third season on the 10th of March on Sunday. And I have been privileged to have one of the members of the committee, Mr. Ray Neri, who will give us more information about this affair. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, we just repeat this again. You go to the Philippines once a year and you take care of the supplies that's needed by the group. You are based in Sydney and you are very much involved in this organization. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm very much involved, especially with collecting equipment and gear for our players and also for the children involved in the sport and helping the children grow and develop into rugby league. Big contributor of the collection of gear is a company I work for, which is Commonwealth Bank and DXC Technology. They run a collection program for myself and for our local Filipinos once a year. Which is called Footy for the Philippines.
Okay. So this competition is going to start where?
Game one at Clark CDC Parade Grounds.
That's in Clark Air Base?
Correct, yes. I went to visit the grounds when I was recently there last week, and we're looking forward to the first game.
Right. Rugby league is not something old in the Philippines. It's relatively new for Filipinos. How is the reception going?
It's not too bad. Look, we've got a lot of rugby league interest there, especially from students and university alike. The challenges that we have at the moment is other rival codes like Rugby Union, who are established there. They have the government funding. They've got the funding from World Rugby. Rugby league, unfortunately, we don't have that government recognition, which is something that we are looking to acquire. Have an association set up, but again, we need help from sponsors, we need help from the NRL to back us up, club handouts, etc. So we are still premature in that area, but we're making our presence there and we're there to stay.
I noticed that your competition is between provincial people like Cavite Tigers, Moncada, North Luzon Hunters, etc. What about the Manila team? Are they also active?
Yeah, so we have one main Manila team, which is the Manila Storm. They were the foundation team from 2016, and they continue to grow every year, which is great. They are one of the active members, and we have a lot of members in that team are part of the PNRL committee as well, who help us with the groundwork over there in Manila. Obviously, we have some of the committee members here in Australia, but we need those people on the ground in Philippines to help out with organizing the games, training, any events that we might put on against other teams. The Manila Storm are growing, but we still need to grow and create more teams in that area of Manila, maybe a Makati team, something where we can find some expats to come in and come on board and play the game.
Right. What's the format? Is it similar to what's happening in Australia? Is it really patterned after the Rugby League Australia version?
No. So it's very different to the format that we have here, that the NRL has. In Asia, it's a lot more hotter in regards to the weather than Australia.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
we don't play the 26 rounds that the NRL has here. That would be way too much for our players and our teams, especially when they have to travel to the province and into the city. You know, we have to look at cost, we have to look at transportation, food, water, field hire, a lot of that. So a lot of the Asian countries, especially Thailand, Philippines, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, they set up like a five game competition, playing one game per month. And then a final game, say the sixth game will be the grand final. That'll be the two highest scoring teams out of the five rounds, and then a grand final for the sixth. And then the winner would be decided on that sixth game.
Is the game as intense as the way they play it, the tackles and all that?
Yes, so it is. We have some very big boys in teams playing in the front row and second row. We have some Fijians and Papua New Guineans who live in Philippines, and they're studying of their students, and they're part of the four teams that play the domestic competition. So it is hard hitting. It's quite great to see, and the ball skills each of the players are fantastic. And I've gone to watch them train all four teams at UP, University of Philippines, last October. It was great to see how football has come in regards to skill and development over the past 3 years, and it's really good to see that the progression.
You mentioned that this is the third season, so when did it begin, and when is the fourth season going to start?
The first season kicked off in 2016, and it's been going quite well since then. The third season, which is actually being delayed a little bit because it was supposed to start last year in October, but we delayed it to match up with the Thai competition, which kicked off this week, and we're looking at possibly having a competition between Thailand winners and Philippine winners. So that's the reason why we delayed this season till now, but we're looking to kick off another season again back in October.
I see. So that's the fourth season?
Correct.
Right. I didn't realize this is going to take annual per year, per season, sort of.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we're speaking with Ray Neri. He's a member of the PNRL committee, the Rugby League of the Philippines, and we appreciate his time with us, so that you may know also that Rugby League is not just Australian or New Zealand, it's also in our country. Thank you very much for your time, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.